Welcome to another episode of Video Store Memoirs. I'm your host, Kevin Salina. Today I'm going to be talking to you about one of my greater loves in TV history. I'm going to be going over the 60th anniversary of BBC's Doctor Who. I'll give you a little context here instead of going to the usual IMDb. I became a fan of this whole genre, the TV show, the movies, whichever way you want to put it. Back when I was in third grade, I started reading the books, and then my mom found out, hey, did you know on PBS they actually have a show about this? And I've been hooked ever since. So, in my own personal opinion, the fourth season with David Tennant is possibly the best the series has ever done. So I was completely over the moon that when the 60th anniversary came around, they were going to be reuniting David Tennant and Catherine Tate for three movie-type episodes. Let me just say, they did not disappoint. They are fun. They are heartwarming. They are insane, because just like anything else when it comes to sci-fi or this type of genre, this particular show, there are certain things you're like, who the hell is coming up with this stuff, and how does it work so well? Russell T. Davies is the gentleman who does the writing for a lot of these shows, and he's, in my opinion, is a very good genius. He's well known and versed for writing the long game. He starts off simple, throws in a couple of Easter eggs here and there, a couple of hints of what things to come, and then by the time you get to the end, you're sitting there, wow, they really pulled it all together. These three specials were nothing short of that at all. Not to mention, for the first time ever, they introduce a brand new doctor in a way we've never truly seen before. And going from this point on, it's, you know, the show has taken a different turn. It's the same old thing. You got the crazy brilliant man in a box traveling through time and space and trying to protect the Earth as best he can or the best way he knows how. But there's going to be a little bit of a tweak to it here and there, and I just thoroughly enjoyed this. It's fun. It was great seeing these two actors get back together, and it seemed like that nothing had changed. There hasn't been, like, I think a 15-year gap since the last time we saw them together on the show. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. If any of you have ever, or should I say never, watched the show, I recommend it highly. Start with season one, which would start back, I believe, 2005, and work your way through. You will not be disappointed. This excellent writing. The acting is great. When you get to the David Tennant one, and he eventually says goodbye, you are going to cry. I'm just giving you a heads up. Sorry to be a spoiler, but everything about the Doctor Who thing is the fact that you go to love this new actor who comes into the role, and then it's time for him to say goodbye, and you don't want him to leave. Every one of them has their great moments that you're just sitting there like, oh, do you really have to go? But the show must go on and also go in a different direction. But yeah, so I give it 5 clamshells always, but I'm very biased. Let me hear your thoughts. What do you think about Doctor Who? Have you watched every episode kind of like I have? Or are you new to it and just thought it was something weird that you'd happen to bump into on TV one day? We're here all over social media. Check us out, Video Store Memoirs. We're going to have a few more reviews coming. One coming up for Valentine's Day in particular. And then we're going to move on to maybe a couple movies here for Black History Month. And then we go right into the Oscars. So please stay tuned. Keep checking in with us. Like I said, my name is Kevin Salina. I appreciate every single one of you for stopping by. Enjoy the show. We'll see you next time.